special right, some right, but where there is no right, all right to one person. How it is possible that it is very such conception of the truth, we cannot appreciate, we cannot honor, where the whimsical thing above all. But we must not forget that it is perfect and good. Good. And also the example given to us for understanding. Put food into the stomach, man, and the whole body will be fed. So obey the center, the whole will be obeyed, organic whole. Organic whole, and there is the center there. If we can have such consciousness, then we can feel that higher harmony is there. This has saved us a great deal. Put food into the stomach, whole body is fed. Put water into the root, whole tree is fed. Put your energy in the central bank, everything will be sustained. This principle helps us a great deal. The center is absolute good, and we all recklessly we should try everything to put to the center. It will be adjusted. And if we did ourselves, then someone will get, someone who won't get. Not proper adjustment. But proper adjustment means to put whole energy to the center, then proper adjustment is possible. Otherwise not. So jagata karmalannatarukuyam. This is the demand of the organic whole, that every part must be faithful, wholesale to the center. And there is no law overruling that law. That is the broadest, widest law, that everything go to the center. No law can modify that, then that will be suicidal. That is law of law, all law of all law, put faithful to the central. And then other law may stay on it effectively, then be able to work something. And this is above all law, the most fundamental law, the absolute law, that all the parts must be faithful to the center in an organic whole. Absolute good. This is not unreasonable. This is the way why we should surrender to Him, and we shall get our best benefit, every one of us. The organic is in good health, then every atom of every part may be in good health. The whole organism is good health. That means including the welfare of all parts. Krishna. So, tattenu kampang susamikkamang. That was the principle by which we shall try to be guided under all circumstances. That whatever coming to me under His sanction, under His eye, so it must cannot but be good, it is all perfect, only imperfection in me, and I shall throw all my energy to correct me, to do my quota duty. And in no time, and with the least energy and for in this time I shall find myself relieved from all troubles. That is the key of the advice of the Srimad Bhagavata. You are to be blamed, not else. All concerned are in his part. He will be looking after that. You only look after yourself. He is all conscious, all alert to help you. The environment is not a dead one. A seer is there, just as a sun, Tadvishna Paramam Padam. Every action on that garden side, Tadvishna Paramam Padam, Sadapashyanti Surya Divivo Chakshuyatatam. Just as sun has spread on our head, so that universal eye like sun is always alert over our head, looking whatever that we are doing or not doing. Guardian's eye, like a sun, Vishnu's param pad, thinking this you will approach any duty, to do any duty. So my guardian's eye, you have vigilant, always vigilant over me, and they see everything, whatever I am doing. And whatever coming to me, that is also there. His brilliant eye can see. So, I need not trouble myself for the environment, circumstance. So Krishna says, don't look after the environment. You do your duty. Whole concentration to your own attempt. And in no time, the shortest time, you will be relieved of this blood box and you will join the flow, universal flow of dancing and chanting, singing and rejoicing. It is there, Vilayan Pravesha. You will get admission in that plane, that flow. You will dance in that flow. Universal, Samayipus, that is bhakti. Ahituki apuja, causeless and can never be stopped, irresistible, cannot be resisted. Ahituki apuja hata, where it has no beginning and no, it can never be resisted. Such flow is going on. That is Lila of the Absolute. And you are all suffering from different separate interest plane and the class and the reaction and the good, bad and the sorrow, pain, happiness, pleasure, all these things occurring. But there, all consciousness, all happiness, Leela, Bhagavad Leela. Self-forgetfulness, total. Not only self-forgetfulness, but hold a goodwill of the Lord invited. We shall merge in the flow of the goodwill of the Lord. That is. All right. No more. Gaudhari Bodh, Gaudhari. Try as much, we shall try as much as we can, as much as possible. This our guardians say, do this, and according to our capacity we shall try to do that. And so much benefit, we shall get as much as we shall be able to obey that instruction, except for me. Swam Bhagavatam, Vida, Ved, Upanishad, they are helping me in that way. And so many agents also from appointed from there, they also come to help us wholesale. Different stages of separate conscious living, and they are trying to take us all and to throw us in that wholesome free movement, Lila. Krishna Lila, everything is there. It is all but reflection. And originally everything is there. All types of surfaces is there only in reality. And this is only perverted reflection. We won't lose anything. Living this this diverse, variegated appearance of the world, we should merge in some non-consciousness of what it is. It is something we shall lose our separate consciousness, our ego, then we won't be able to feel any pleasure and pain, no. Our real ego is there, and this is an enemy ego we are undergoing, an enemy ego. A real ego is there. So all possible of experiences we can find there, and that is beautifully find there. Whole self, full-fledged season. Full-fledged teism, Krishna consciousness means full-fledged teism, consciousness after consciousness, more than that. So all conception of necessity to help us to please us is really found there. In his pure and desirable position. And this is only some shadow or some black imitation we are in contact with. Full-fledged peace, Krishna consciousness. And infinite embraces the whole finite comes down to welcome, to embrace the finite whole self, that is Vrindavan. Whole self, that is Vrindavan. So full-fledged teasing. One negligent part of the infinite, negligent part of finite, may find the bliss of embrace of the whole infinite. Not a corner is left out. Every sand, every creeper is well represented there with personality. Well represented. Here a particle of sand, so many things. They are nowhere ignored. But there everything is well attended, no ignored. No interest ignored of anything there. Full-fledged peace. Vrindavanam sapadaramanam pravishad gita kirti. When Krishna is entering the forest, Sukadev describes Vrindavanam sapadaramanam. But the touch of the soul of Krishna, the sweet absolute, the art of Vrindavan, feeling the pleasure of the embracement of the sweet absolute, sapadaramanam, the consort, the sand, the art, feeling the pleasure of consorthood by the touch of the feet of Krishna, sapada ramanam, by the touch of his feet, the earth feels the pleasure of consorthood. Touch, sapada ramanam. Abhishad gita kirti, glorified by the sons of the friend, he is entering the forest of Vrindavan, and the art and the forest, everything, they are feeling the pleasure. The higher and the closer sense experience to the happiest moment. The heart feeling the mood of the concert of Sapada Ramana. So Brahma, he told, how can he understand my Lord? I know something about my Lord Narayana, who is near to me, who has got my direct connection for my official duty. But you come within my circle and I can't understand you. What is this? He tried his best to test him by removing the cowboys and the cups also. Then when he found, oh, I have removed there, but no harm, the lila is completely going on. Oh, it's impossible. Even my interference could not affect anything in his will power. But with such a will power, he is conducting this lila, that my interference could not affect him anyway. I took something away, but no, it is everything is there. Then Brahma came and the father, oh, I could not understand. That there is human, a cowboy, you are the supreme most, that higher than Narayana, that principle is embodied in a cowboy. I could not understand so much. My Lord, now I am come to senses, please forgive me. How, what? A particle of our intelligence, how much it can measure. So Mahaprabhu cancelled. Don't try to apply your brain. It is not a unit for measurement in that brain. It is cancelled. Only try to measure it by feeling, by taste, or heart. And the brain will be your enemy. It will always this directive for measurement, to measurement, and that will disturb you in your progress. Leave it. And faith. You think so, how much you can contain in your faith? What your faith is, how wide, broad. What can it catch within your faith? Within its faith? You are a tiny soul, your faith is also tiny. How much it can go? And that is infinite, and you are very much afraid, oh, I shall faith something wrong. I shall believe wrongly, I will be deceived. But your tiny brain, your tiny heart, how much faith can contain? Only from analogy of the sky or the ocean, you may take to understand about infinite. What is that infinite? Nothing. So faith, otherwise nothing can reach that plane, only faith. Only electric connection can reach the moon and the sun, and not the hand and not your bamboo stick. If you want to connect with moon or sun, then such medium is necessary. So to go to connect with the highest, your faith only, that is the most special, and that is also very meager in consideration with the high thing that you like to commit, the cause of all causes. Yadu was Because where from everything coming, where everything is entering, and what that all comprehensive, all permeating, all controlling, all attracting, all feeling, dominating. No more. Jai Gaur Hari Bol. I shall be
done.
Jai Gaur Hari Bol. Jai Gaur Hari Bol. Gaur Hari Bol. Gaur Hari Bol. Jai.
Sustain, compound. Everything is all right. Only I am to correct that just conclusion.
To have just decided, you just yourself. Everything is all right. You are not to interfere with any outside management. He is there. Leave everything to him and come back to you. Guide yourself. That you see. Go to him. Guide him.
There,
in his house, and in many other places. At that time, Parvati Maharaj took me to Swami Maharaj at Avaicharan. He was under Kartik Bose and the PCR, the Bengal Chemical Company, an agent of them. He was selling the medicine prepared in India, Calcutta. As an agent, he was selling there. Father Goldman, he was also there. And Bhagavad class was arranged in the house of his roof. The roof of his house. And his father, Goldman, he came in the line of the Sarvya. Goswami, Jati Goswami Shishya. So in the beginning, he could not take us in a very good gesture. But after hearing the Bhagavad explanation, he was very much impressed and very smilingly and sometimes laughingly mixed with us and take prasadam. We cooked there and offered bhogam and then distribution of prasadam on the roof, and then we all took together. I was in white dress at that time. That was the connection of Swami Maharaj with Gaudiya Math, Virat. And he told at that time, once he saw Guru Maharaj in Uttadini Junction Road, rented house mat, with one of his friends, with them Paras Naren Mallik also. And he, hearing our Guru Maharaj, he had his remark to his friends that after such a long time, the Mahaprabhu's preaching has come to a proper man. And he hoped that the thing will be really pushed to the educated section of the world. Petrol. So far, stopped there. Then, Parvati Maharaj used to visit him now and then. Then, after about 33, when after circumambulation of Vrindavan, the Brajamandal for a month, we all came back to Allahabad. At that time, there was arrangement with the governor to lay the foundation of the lecture hall of Rupa Gauriya Math in a newly acquired place, where it is found now, the junction of Curry Street and this high road. At that time, Swami Maharaj came closer and he took initiation from Guru Maharaj. Then I was a sannyasi, 33. 1930, perhaps last part of September, I got sannyas. And this 33, I was a sannyasi then. Then, after I had to meet some gentlemen who were very much displeased and angry with Gauriya Math for his invitation of the governor to lay the foundation, because that time the national movement, maybe he headed by Gandhi, was in extreme condition, and the repression was going on from the side of the government towards the general public. So high tension, and at that time religious moral support to governor, that was looked very angrily. Then I had to meet many stalwarts of the place and to try to understand, make them understand that this is our politics. This is all the world embracing all people, even all creation for this Krishna consciousness. And this should not be seen with the political angle of vision. That would be to disregard and to see it from lower level. I succeeded. I could convince the president of the Bengali Association, was one judge, Bengali judge. He appreciated me and he gave the circular for the public, and then the condition of the month was better. Then I was again went to Madras. From there I was taken back, called back to Bombay Math. Just after the departure of the first party headed by Bon Maharaj to England, the Math was established, and myself and the Bhagir Brahmacharya and Madhav Maharaj both were left there in charge. So, maintain the Math, to push the preaching of Mahaprabhu there. Then I found that Swami Maharaj was also there. He has left his Calcutta, Allahabad campaign, and independently he has started his business in Bombay. With family he is living there. Then we came in connection. After some time, Bon Maharaj with two German gentlemen came back, and also we met them, received them. I went to the ship to receive them, and they lived there for some time on the way to Calcutta Math. Swami Maharaj was also there, and Bon Maharaj was seen in a disfigured way, dressed not as a sannyasi, but something else. So I give objection, and Padma Maharaj also tried to support him. There was a hot discussion, and Padma Maharaj could not answer all my questions. He became silent, and Sani Maharaj told, here, Europe is defeated by Asia in that meeting. Then we came to Calcutta, and the Bon Maharaj was giving the reception here. Then again I had to go to here and there. Sani Maharaj went there. Again I was in Bombay. Sani Maharaj was there at that time. We had much connection. After that, Mr. Rupat disappeared, and there was a crisis after within the month. By that time, Sani Maharaj withdrew from Bombay to Calcutta. There in near Barbajar Mott, Sikakanto, Banerjee Lane or something. And anyhow, our men, that Ashram Maharaj and Nisinananda, he secured a rented quarter just by the side of Sami Maharaj. Sami Maharaj in this two-storied building, us, two or three-storied, and this, the adjacent building, two-storied, and the below Sami Maharaj. You were there? Medicine preparing. Yes, what is that?
Laboratory.
Huh?
Laboratory. Laboratory. Laboratory?
Laboratory.
Yeah.
Or four rooms of second floor, first floor. We occupied and lived for a long time there. At that time, Sami Maharaj and myself had close connection. That Back to Godhead was published from there. I published Prabhupada Jivanamrita from there. Vriyan Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bhaskar from there. Sami Maharaj was Back to Godhead, and the Gita translation he began there. And he used to, he had all through some preaching enthusiasm. Every now and then he was going on in a business life that was only a background. But his real life was how to preach the doctrine of Mahaprabhu. In the midst of the business life, sometimes he used to come to me with proposal, we must go and catch Gandhi. Catch Jawaharlal, why they are using their energy in such a way. They must come under the flag of Mahaprabhu and help us to carry the teachings of Mahaprabhu to the world. This is the only good work we can do. All these things, very, very much enthusiastic in this. And they began that Back to Godhead there. Then, and going on with his business in the secondary way. That time his eldest son, he lost his temper, his brain, and went there. But he was not seen very affected by that. Then, at that time I was independent. I am a mafia, and I was once sent up by his side at Calcutta. Only two places I go and live at that time. I was a mediator in the quarter of our mot management, and effected a compromise between the two parties. After that, Swami Maharaj suddenly came to him one day and proposed that I want sannyas. I thought that he is failure in business, total failure perhaps has puzzled him. So I thought that you stay for some time in the living association of the family life, and they come to you, and what is the final effect. After that, you will take sannyas. But he was not satisfied with that. He went ahead, and then I heard that he went to Murphy, wrote a letter from Allahabad. For a few days, perhaps he stayed there alone, nearby Allahabad Mutt. He stayed for some days alone there, and he wrote a letter to his postcard, very impressive. They are disgusted with human society. I am enjoying here the talk of the birds. I appreciate very much in the early morning the birds, they are talking. They are in the as if they are making praise to the Almighty, all these things. But the human society, I am very much disgusted with. Then we went to Mathura and took sannyas from Keshav Maharaj. And he was already acquainted with the business class men, business. So easily he collected some funds and he stayed in Radha Damodar, constructing perhaps a room. I have not seen. After that time, I did not visit Vrindavan. I am told he has constructed a room within the compound of Radha Damodar of Goswami Prabhu, and there he began his Bhagavat translation. So far, I knew. Then suddenly I heard that he has proposed to go to the foreign country to preach. When we are in Bombay, Prabhupada was talking to us, encouraging about foreign propaganda of Mahaprabhu's name. He was there also. Prabhupada told that you all, if you prepared, you would have to go to the foreign propaganda of Mahaprabhu's teachings. Swami Maharaj was present there, and he also took it that Prabhupada has ordered him also. You will have all to go to the foreign country to preach the teachings of Mahaprabhu. Be ready for that. And he took it as in a responsible way, and he made that arrangement. I heard from some Raji Muradji, Sumati Muradji.
Yes.
And went to. And afterwards, I have that book. It has touched my heart very much. The description of his journey towards America at the beginning of his propaganda there has been a very touching way he has represented. And then, of course, he came again with Achyutananda. Sent Achyutananda and Ramana students by here, and after some time he came himself, and he took his, before that he wrote letters, several letters to Govinda Maharaj and them, and then came himself. I made some arrangement for civic address here, and also meetings. Yes, so such a great service he has done for the mission. This must be appreciated. And Vachchidananda and Ramanuji was there. Then gradually Vachchidananda, he wanted to do some service. I could trace that and requested Madhav Maharaj to accommodate him in his march Calcutta and asked Vachchidananda, Calcutta is your proper field. English knowing gentleman you will find there and you will try to start a march with the permission of Swami Maharaj on the other side where it is located between Damodar Maharaj and the Goswami Maharaj. That land will be very much suitable for your march. Try to acquire some. And Madhav Maharaj, by my request, he did. Accommodated him there, and he began to meet many educated persons, and he was successful to secure a gentleman who came to purchase the plot for him. By that time, I am told that Jai Pataka Maharaj also came here and helped him in that way. In the beginning, they are living with Damodar Maharaj. There are many tales. Then gradually in that place was secured and a center began. Swami Maharaj also came. Construction began. He invited me several times to there. Ramananda, Jai Pataka, Vachchidananda, they used to come here always and to get some instruction. In the meantime, Vachchidananda, hearing from me some questions, he wrote an article in Back to Godhead, published from America. That is that some article that was very much appreciated, if they say. Then there also the foundation he was led. Swami Maharaj took me there, and during the installation of the Jiti also I was taken there. Many was many meetings and Paramahansa Maharaj, Sudhas Babaji, and many others, they also went with me there. And in this way the mutt group coming going. Hare Krishna. And he advised them wherever necessary to come to consult with me and go on with God. And showed much respect to me as senior God brother. And also he thought that he has got to consult me about some ontological and the formal affairs. Has accepted me as his real friend, and even more position he gave me in his letters. The Prabhupada is not here, Guru Maharaj, and like whom should I consult in time of need but you? This way much respect he has shown to me. Now you know.